right. I think we're going to have some pictures at this time of the kids. 11, 12, 13 years old. Okay. Childhood friends. Here we go. All right. Okay. Brother, you want to kill the lights on the wings at least? Oh, yeah. Somebody's having a baby. You got your recorder going, right, don't you? Yeah, okay. Anybody wants to share an encouraging word or anybody like to share an encouraging word or something of comfort for the family? We are Pam's last church home. I really don't know Miss Pam, but several of you do, and we're certainly burdened for the tremendous loss and incredible mistaking of life. But so you know how we do this. We share, and then we make a copy and give this to the family. So any of you guys more than welcome to share. Any of the church family, welcome to share. Caitlin's going to start. Okay, babe. There you go. Thank you.
Well, I'm Caitlin. I think most of y'all know me here. When I found out about what happened, I immediately reached out to Alex and, just expressed on, you know, me and Pat and Paul's behalf, you know, how sorry we were for the loss. There's so many memories that I have with this family. It's hard to talk about, you know, just one in particular, but I do just want to take the time to, you know, say one thing that, you know, I'll always carry with me with this family, starting with Tiffany. Tiffany was a little bit different than me and Sam. Me and Sam would, we'd all go home together after school, and we were pretty much inseparable, and me and Sam always wanted to play dress-up and make up dance routines. Me and Sam both danced. So Tiffany did not want to do that. She wanted to go outside and run around, and I remember we were all swimming one day, and I think it might have been Michael and Alex were out at one of the trees, you know, way on the other side of the property, and we're all swimming, and I just hear screams and running straight to the pool. Well, they had managed to get into a beehive and were being attacked by bees. So Michael had gotten stung pretty bad a lot of times, and he jumped into the pool. And one thing that I will always remember was Tiffany's bravery. Me and Sam were the first people to jump out of that pool. We were so scared. And, you know, I turn around and Tiffany is in the pool holding Michael in her arms. She didn't care how many times she got stung or what happened. She was going to be there for her brother. And that's something I will never forget, is how brave Tiffany always was. She was very independent, and when she wanted something, she was going to get it. So I will miss her very caring soul. She will always be close in my heart. And Michael, he was always the one to want to play video games and hang out and watch TV. And I remember I'd always go over there early in the morning, and we'd be sitting on the couch. And of course it was a fight for what show we were going to watch. And I think Michael pretty much always got his way, but he was just a ball of energy, you know, always wanting to play, always wanting to run around. And if we wanted to play dress up, Michael would too, as long as he was part of the group. He felt special. No, I think sometimes we made Alex, and I'll never forget that smile. He was one of the sweetest people ever, and you know, very compassionate and very humble to always be okay with whatever anyone else wanted to do. He was always putting people first. And Danielle, she is just a beautiful little soul. I remember when she was itty bitty and she had hair almost down to the floor. She was always wanting you to brush her hair and play with her. And, you know, it didn't matter how many years younger she was than us, she would always be part of the group, you know. She'd start crying if we weren't including her, and she didn't care how big the high heels were. She was putting them on, and she was prancing around the house. You know, all three of these lives were taken from us, and I know that it is very hard for everybody right now, but I know that they are probably looking down on us right now and telling us it's going to be okay. You know, I just wanted to say how grateful I am that Alex and Sam are both here tonight. It's been a long time since we've gotten to see each other, and I'm blessed that y'all are able to be here with us tonight. And even though Miss Pam can't be here, she's on her way home from the hospital, which is an absolute blessing that she is here with us. I could go on and on for hours, but I, you know, truly just want to express that I am here for both of y'all, and we love y'all very much. And although that these lives are lost, they will never be forgotten.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. Brother John, and then Brother John, Miss Pat, and then you there in the back, Vince. We'll do it in that order. Amen. So you just give it to Miss Pat. Miss Pat, you give it to Brother Vince. To Vince.
I'll try not to cry. I don't know why I usually do. I've had numerous associations with this family. You know what? The Lord's been there every time. Both Steve and I were from Massachusetts, so we got to be real close. I got to know your mother. I remember, Alex, when you were young. I remember the adoptions, the times at your home. I remember when your little sister was born, running over. I brought my daughters over. Vanessa wanted to be here tonight. She wanted to say, I hope I don't have to babysit them tonight, because she loved doing that. But you know what? I think Caitlin's right. I think they're looking down on us. We're not to judge whether they knew the Lord. We just know that they knew the Lord. Pam brought them up in a church environment, taught them about Jesus. He is the Savior. And no matter what pain we have here, we know we've got the joy to know that they're in heaven with the Lord. I always bring Michael up in some of my Sunday school classes. When he was involved in the other accident and was in the hospital, I guess I just was weak. But the Lord brought him through it. And I can rejoice about that today. And I occasionally mention to him in my Sunday school classes about, you know what, there's the witness right there that God does work miracles. Pam going home today is a miracle from what I've seen. He's a miracle. Yes, we've lost some precious people. And I know it'll be hard, but I'm telling you, Sam and Alex, lean on the Lord. As that song we sang this morning, this evening, the Lord will get you through it. We're the ones that are brokenhearted here. We'll cry. We'll weep. But there's still rejoicing in the end, knowing that. All right. God bless you and you, Alex, and your family. And you were once our family here. Alex, reach out to us if you need anything. Sam, You know that. We have an open door policy here. Okay? We let anybody in. Okay? All right? Reach out and touch us, and we'll get with you. Okay? If whatever it is needs, even if it's only prayer, we'll be here for that prayer. Amen?
Just want you all to know that those songs were chosen with prayer. It is well with my soul, and I want it to be well with your soul. God chose those songs tonight.
I have so many good memories of the Williams family. We raised Caitlin the first 8 years of her life before God allowed her to be adopted by our son and his wife. And this family was a very vital part of those 8 years. Like Caitlin said, the kids were inseparable most of the time. Alex's birthday is on the 6th, and he's 9 days older than Caitlin, so they're real close in age. So you're still older, that's right. You're still, does that make you wiser? Anyway, they grew up together. There's so many good memories. And as you could see in those pictures tonight, I would have had more, but our computer got stolen a few years ago when our house got broken into and a lot of pictures got lost. But I was so thankful that I had those and I was able to give those to you. And I want you to know that we love you guys very, very much. And like John said, we're here for you. No matter what you need, you just need to get in touch with us if there's something you need. If you just need somebody to talk to, you need a shoulder to cry on, you need somebody to pray with. We love every one of you, and we're so thankful that your mom's coming home today. And we're just going to keep praying that there will be people, and I know there will be friends and family there to be by her side also. And the funeral may be the end of this time on earth for the three of them, but it's a beginning of a wonderful eternity in heaven. And we can all be there again with them someday. I love you guys.
I just wanted to touch base with y'all as a parent that has lost a son, that your normal is over. So you're going to hear people say, and in your mind you'll think, when will life get back to normal? This is your new normal. It will get better. I promise you will not get over it. It'll never end, but it will get better. Michael Sean's been gone for 12 years now, and believe me, it will get better. And as Miss Pat said, you know, we know the children are with the Father, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Make sure that your relationship with Jesus is right, so that one day, again, you can be with your family.
Thank you, Brother Vince. Anybody else? Thank you, Ms. B.
I started going to this church in 07, and I remember your mom and all y'all sitting behind us. And I just remember that lady with all those little babies. And I thank this church for what they did for my and my husband, because we lost our daughter-in-law, and this church brought us to here, to God. And it will get better. Just hang on to God. It will be together. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Sure.
So everyone here knows I'm Alex. I'm not great at speaking or anything, but you know, this has all been really hard, and there's not really any bright sides I could see in it. But coming out to things like this, and you know, seeing the community, and you know, just the outpour of love and support, it really helps. It's been one of the only upsides in this, and it just means a lot more to us than y'all, you know, would realize. So just want to tell y'all I really appreciate it, and I'm sure they appreciate it too. So I love y'all for that, and thank you so much.
Amen, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else at this time? Yes, ma'am.
May I just speak from here?
Sure. Absolutely. Just mic up. Yeah, okay.
My husband and I went to church with the Williams back in Silver Springs days when they were all little. And I can still remember what a fine example of family unity they all were. I mean, Pam was just earth mother. I mean, she, the most natural mother to each of you that any mother could be. And I'm sure in the coming days, she will find the strength to be the mother that you need. And I'm sure each of you will help her through it too. But I just have faith in this because the love that we always saw in your family unit, I think it'll be enough to carry you through anything in the future. So just hold on to that and love your mama.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Help them remember that Jesus has all to them.
Oh, amen. Yeah, Jesus. That's right. That's right. Yeah, absent from the body is present with Christ. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord for that. Anyone else? Just like to share this time. Anybody? Okay, Rebecca. Got to meet me halfway, girl. All right. That deacon will bring it to you. All right. You bring it back, deacon.
It's been a really long time since I've spoken to Pam or Steve or the kids. But I remember when they were little, and I remember the VBS trips and working with Miss Pam. And I remember Brian and I helping clear trees off of the house when they lived right over here after a storm. And that was just some really good fellowship time we had with them. Our prayers are with you all.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Anyone else tonight? Encouraging words, comforting words. Okay. All right. This time we're going to begin our prayer time. And let's see here. We'll let Brother Vince crank it up. And we'll just kind of come up this way, and you pray as you feel led to pray, and pray for the family, and pray for their comfort. You know, my encouragement to you would be, just pray that in the midst, my encouragement would be to you, pray that in the midst of this loss, that Jesus' presence would be so manifest in the homegoing services, the funerals that are coming, that, you know, the Holy Spirit would just be so present, right? I mean, it's really the Holy Spirit that sees us through this stuff. You know, it's God the Father sent the Son, and Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins, and, you know, resurrected and ascended back to the Father, and said he's going to promise a helper, and he sent a helper, and the Holy Spirit's our helper, and prayer, Bible, and the Holy Spirit. That'll get you through. That'll just get you through. Amen. So you know how to kind of pray for these folks. Pray for them. Brother Vince, you kick it off, and as I feel everyone's had an opportunity to pray, I'll close this out tonight, okay? Thank you, Brother Vince.